welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Monday, April 1st, 2024. Vitalik outlines the next steps for the purge. Prisma Finance proposes a path forward following an exploit. OpenSea integrates bridging via Socket, and Maker proposes to allocate 600 million DAI to USDE pools. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive funding rounds. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Vitalik Buterin outlined the next steps for the purge, a crucial milestone on Ethereum's roadmap focused on minimizing the storage requirements for validators by discarding obsolete blockchain data. Buterin underscores the activation of EIP 6780 in Denkun, which reduced the complexity associated with the self-destruct opcode. Denkun also introduced blob data that does not require indefinite storage. Looking ahead, Buterin emphasizes the need for Ethereum's simplification through measures such as phasing out infrequently used precompiles, implementing the historical data storage EIP 4444, refining the process for log storage, and migrating to the simple serialized format. Prisma Finance released a governance proposal aimed at conserving funds by proposing the elimination of the weekly protocol-owned liquidity and reducing the weekly distribution to VE Prisma holders by 50% from 160,000 to 80,000. The initiative follows a security breach in which $11.6 million in user funds were drained. Prisma Finance has halted borrowing and the flow of new liquidity into its stablecoin protocol. Roughly $540,000 remains at risk due to users who have not yet revoked vulnerable token approvals. The attacker, claiming to be acting with white hat intentions, has demanded a public apology from the Prisma team as a prerequisite for the return of the stolen funds. OpenSea now supports a token bridge and swap feature within its NFT marketplace, enabling users to seamlessly transfer assets between seven chains, including Ethereum, Arbitrum, Base, Optimism, Zora, and Polygon. The feature supports swaps for ETH, Wrapped ETH, USDC, Matic, and DAI. The integration leverages Socket's liquidity aggregation protocol. Socket's bridge plugin allows dApp developers to build their own bridge featuring custom widget designs, preset chain selections, approved bridge lists, and a selected token list. Users can bridge on OpenSea without an additional fee. And lastly, Block Analytica member Monet Supply recommended that MakerDAO allocate a total of 600 million DAI across various USDE and SUSDE pools in the Morpho Spark DAI vault. USDE is Ethena's over-collateralized stablecoin that offers yield and is backed by staked Ether and positions in derivatives markets. The recommendation aims to gain exposure to USDE and generate increased revenue. In other news, Rainbow Wallet turns 5. There are now over 5 million users across all Layer 2s, and Node Infra will become a Polygon CDK rollup as a service provider. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.